You're listening to the Connecting Industry podcast, brought to you by Connecting Industry. You can find out more about the resource and construction industry, including how to communicate consciously with your stakeholders at connectingindustry.com.au.
Welcome to the Connecting Industry podcast, brought to you by Connecting Industry. I'm Kieran Moran. The Connecting Industry podcast series is designed to tell the stories of the people who work in the resource and construction sector throughout Australia. It's our goal for these podcasts to not only keep you up to date with the latest resource and construction news, information and procurement opportunities, but most importantly, build relationships between you and our guests so you can connect with their stories and get a better understanding of how to communicate and tell your business story right. On this week's Connecting Industry podcast, we have on-site rental groups Queensland and Northern Territory manager Mark Smithwick. Mark is a qualified and highly motivated leader, skilled in leading and coaching teams in customer service and asset and operations management. Mark is adept at developing business improvement strategies and customer relationship management across a range of industries, including mining, oil and gas, construction, industrial, infrastructure and government. Welcome to the program, Mark.
Yeah, thanks, Q. Great to catch up.
Yeah, it's, so to listeners, we're just talking just before we started this podcast and a bit of the career of Mark and what he's done over the last so many years. But at the same time, as we said at the start of the introduction, on-site rental group, you've been working there for quite a while at the moment, and of course it's equipment hire and equipment and solutions and so forth. Could I claim a little bit there that you're a little bit addicted to big boys' toys, Mark?
It's part of the interesting part of the role, and you get to play with different sorts of machines, and all the way up to generally about 30 ton in our business. The technology changed over time, but still the big boys' toys have been there the whole way. Yeah.
And what attracts you to that? Like, I can let's maybe go back to some of the really early days. You weren't playing with Tonka toys, were you?
No, I don't think so. I didn't mind it. Racing cars are sort of in my blood. I don't mind watching the racing cars and what have you. But, I just think that, like I said, there's a variety in the machines that we play with, and they've changed so much over the time that I've been in the industry. So it's it really sort of keeps it fresh, I suppose.
Just as you're saying, racing cars there as well. And know the on-site rental group, it's PGA Tour. They're just about to all sponsor in at the moment.
The PGA Mining Series, yeah. We've been a sponsor of that for a number of years now, and it's a really great event. It allows us to put back into the communities where we work. I think there's about six or seven events this year. We've kicked off a new one in Bowen, partnering with PGA. Yeah, it's a really great event for us to be involved in. It's really important that a business like ours, puts back into the community where we do work.
And one of the reasons I did say that, because you said with racing cars, you're trying to push them towards sponsoring maybe the Formula One or something like that?
I don't think we'll get that far. I think on site many years ago, maybe 10 or so years ago, we did sponsor one of the Porsche cars.
Yep.
In the GT Cup or whatever it was back then. But not at the moment. It's not on the radar at the moment, getting back into the car racing.
Well, there you go. To the people who run the Rocky Nets in Rockhampton, might be a potential sponsor in that respect.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, correct. Absolutely. Darren, our branch manager, is right across that sort of stuff. So I'm sure we'll get involved at some stage.
Okay, so let's get into it then. And as I said, we like to start from the beginning. And you weren't addicted to Tonka toys or anything when you were a boy. You said racing cars and so forth. I'm going through a bit of your career, of course. And as most listeners know, we do stalk on LinkedIn. We're LinkedIn stalkers to that respect. And you've worked for a couple of companies within the same area of rentals and so forth. And, as we've been saying, I suppose, the big boys' toys and girls these days, so certainly don't want to discriminate. Let us know where you started in the industry itself.
I started with Reco Hire in 1995. I'd finished my schooling. I did a year of university full-time, which I didn't really like, and I was lucky enough to get a traineeship with Reco Hire at Regent's Park in Sydney. And yeah, kicked off with a couple of other trainees at the same time, and we got a very broad-based training program, which was really great. It was 6 weeks in different departments around Reco Hire that lasted for about 6 or so months. But yeah, we got to taste the various parts of the business and before we sort of were carved off into, to I suppose, specialist areas.
And what I also noticed is, and of course right now, you are the General Manager for Queensland and the Northern Territory for On-Site Rental Group. And as you said there, with Recare Hire, which Coates Hire, that's correct, they took that over in the end?
Yeah, they did. They purchased them in 2002, correct, yes.
Yes. So from there, from about 2005 or so, you've been with them, but it's New South Wales Operation Manager. Then a couple of years later in 07, you started the Sydney Area Manager, and then the New South Wales Transport Manager. Then you moved yourself up to the Asset Manager for Coates Hire for New South Wales, Victoria and Tasmania. So what drives you to, you know, be an effective manager?
Oh, look, I think, you know, for me, a lot of it is about the people within the business. I think the industry's got a bunch of great people. And, you know, as you just described, I was quite lucky to work in various parts of the business. And I was even HR manager there for a little while at Coates, when in the very infancy of the HR department within Coates. So it's really about the people and getting to know the different parts of the business and what makes them tick.
And what does just when you do say that with the people and so forth, I work with a number of clients and in the end it always does come down to the people. So I'm just sort of interested in that aspect of it and how it does drive you in what you do. What's your, what do you enjoy with working with, I gather you meet a lot of people from different facets of all sorts of areas as well and across Australia. Yep. But what sort of drives you in that respect?
Oh, I think just like leading them to an outcome, leading them to be successful. Obviously, being in the industry for a long time, you see a lot of people grow. And I think, for myself, I've grown up through the industry for many, decades now. And I just like giving people the same opportunity that I had. I think the hire industry is a really great industry. It's a very raw industry in many respects of how we operate. You know, it's all about customer relationships. It's all about customer service. And then the engagement of the people internally. So for me, it's just, allowing other people to succeed and hopefully go on the journey I've been on.
And on that journey, how have you seen it change over the years? Like, we do deal with people a lot differently than we were 20 years ago. And as you said there, relationship management and so forth. For me, communications and so forth is about relationships. And as I said, about people as well. Have you seen that changed in the way that companies, the companies that you've worked for, but even other companies and people that you've worked with in other areas, have you seen that change over, as you said, you've been in there for decades. Have you seen that change over those years?
Oh, it's changed at a number of levels. I think the technology that's used internally by hire companies has now changed, to the point where we've got portals and tracking on equipment where we, give people real-time feedback around utilization and hours used and those sorts of things. But even, I think that the hire industry was, a bit behind the times to start off with, but it's certainly catching up now. We were paper-based when I kicked off and all that sort of thing. So, and computers were very, very basic, I suppose. But certainly the technology, within the hire industry's changed. Customer requirements have certainly changed, especially in that check space now. And, now we're moving into the technology of the equipment changing into the sort of the soul of the hybrid, the sustainable sort of phase, I think, is going to be interesting over the next next few years, I think, as that sort of grows and the technology grows with it there too.
Yeah, that's an interesting aspect, actually, to see. I will maybe have a quick chat about you, but I just wanted to go back about that. Sorry. I just wanted to go back to in relation to, real-time reporting and so forth in being able to service your customers as well, to be able to give them that information of what's going on with their equipment and so forth like that. How have you seen that change the industry specifically in and also, with your clients' relationship for them to be able to get that type of information?
Well, yeah, it's really, I think On-Site have been at the forefront of some of that. And what it does is allows us to open up discussions with the customers around their hire spend and what's best for them. We have a system, called Connect and OnTool where it gives, as I said, that real-time visibility and it allows for the discussion and you start questioning the data because, the hire industry has a lot of data in it. But it's how you use that and present that back to the customer to maximise and make sure their hire spend is as efficient as possible.
Okay, and when I'm reading on to, we'll get onto On-Site Rental Group as well in a minute and a little bit more of exactly what they do and what you do within that business. Just with what you were just saying, just then, total rental management, does that encompass what you were just saying?
It does, yeah. That's our solution that we take to the market. And there are different levels of that. Not everyone requires it. You know, there's someone who may hire a 19-foot scissor for a couple of days. They don't really require that type of solution, but they're, you know, when we get into a fixed plant environment where there's a lot of equipment on hire permanently, you know, it really does provide some benefit to the customer and ultimately us in how we then take those learnings away and perhaps apply them to other customers as well.
Okay, and there are some exciting things going on with On-Site Rental Group at the moment, and as it has always been with, I suppose, with you working at the face of the group. But give us a rundown. On-Site Rental Group, who and what are they?
We're a business-to-business company, so we really focus on the top end of town, I suppose. We place a lot of emphasis around our relationships with the Tier 0, Tier 1 and Tier 2 customers. We've got about 35 locations nationally. Generally, we are located in sort of the major metropolitan areas and then, you know, based around the major resource groups like Central Queensland with coal and over in the Pilbara with the iron ore. So we're really focused on the B2B aspect of the business and we have a very strong scope or focus around what assets we actually purchase. So,
okay, so as you said there, so the iron ore industry and also the coal industry and so forth. Now, as a lot of our listeners know, and everybody really does know in that respect, and we have discussed it on here, the coal industry is changing. And at the same time, we've got some big players moving out, some small players moving in. They're a bit more of the nimble players in being able to move around. Bowen Coke and Coal is for one example and so forth, and mining as well. And but again, we've got some of the BHPs and so forth selling their mines, and a lot of that's for a number of reasons, but also with the way the climate, that's not the pun, but the climate is changing in that respect. How have you seen that sort of, has that affected the business in any way in relation to the way that they're doing business now?
Not really, no. I think, like you say, the climate is changing in that space. And I think we've just got to be prepared to be nimble, as you said there, also in what we can offer to the customers and come back to that sustainability solutions that they may be looking for. I think it just requires us to keep an open eye on the future. You know, and we go along for the ride, I suppose. You know, we're just got to be, like I said, just got to maintain that vigilance around it and make sure that, you know, the Bowen Coking Coals, that we're there and you know, that they still require equipment. They've taken mines for certain periods of time, so they're obviously going to operate them they're expecting to operate them for the life of that mine. And, you know, if we can be there to support them, that's what we're doing.
And have you also seen some of the equipment change over the years? And of course, we've got a lot better with what we're building and what we're putting out there as well. Have you seen that change over the years from, you know, some of the equipment that you do hire out there and how better that has got it being able to do the service that it's meant to do?
Yeah, it really comes down to the technology, whether it be battery life or charging cycles in electric scissors, you know, Tier 4, you know, compliant engines, you know, diesel engines in boom lifts or what have you. So I just think, you know, it has changed. We went from metal halide to LED lighting. Now we're moving into solar. You know, I think it's just, we just got to be trying to be at the forefront and present solutions that offer value to our clients in the space that they're working in, you know, meeting their, and just trying to meet their requirements as best we can.
Yeah, it has changed a little bit as we go all the time these days. And I'm sure, as you even were talking about earlier, that, you know, with the way technology is changing, that'll change again. So, okay, then let's go back to yourself. 2015, you went from Coates Hire, roughly, 2014 to 15, and you moved over to On-Site Rental Group. Was that greener pastures or just another way to sort of move your career in a different aspect as well, or a more exciting group?
I think of all of the above, really. I'd been at Coates for 19 odd years. I was looking for a change. I think there was a lot of changes going on at Coates at the time, you know, and I took the opportunity to step away. Coates had been great for me. They'd given me a lot of opportunity, but at the same time, I'd felt that I'd got a bit stale there and needed something else. So I took some time away for a bit and then was approached by On-Site to step into the asset management role for sort of basically the East Coast at that stage. It's changed a lot again since then. But, yeah, I was approached by On-Site in about, I think it was 2015 or thereabouts, yeah.
One of the things that we do talk about on this podcast as well is, you know, you've got a fairly high up position within the business, and as you said, you're taking a couple hats off there from asset manager and so on, but general manager, and I can imagine that there's a lot of pressure. How do you not exactly get through the day and so forth, but to keep motivated, what do you do personally to sort of keep motivated and keep the wheels turning?
Well, I think play a bit of golf, try and step away from it every now and then. I think, you know, certainly over the last few years, it changed a lot with COVID and what have you. But I think it's forced certainly me to step back and focus on family and really just, you know, try and, I think, just measure yourself and your efforts. You know, there are times where you've got to put in, you know, 110%. There might be times where you can put in 90% sort of thing. So I think it's really about just bit of self-care there and making sure you're looking after your mental health wherever you can. It's a big thing across a lot of industries these days, and you know, I think it's very important that at whatever level you're at, that you look after your own mental health. So yeah, I try and just step away and take a break if I certainly need to.
And part of that break, as you said there, was you have a game of golf now and then. You're not taking part in the PGA Mining Tour, are you?
I'll be traveling up to play in the Emerald round. So that's generally the final, has been the final round for the last couple of years. So we go up there. We generally have a team that plays at each of the tournaments, and we're there as the major sponsor with the PGA. So yeah, we generally send two or three people to each round and make sure we represent the community again.
Yeah, a bit of leisure and work put together there. Now, as you just said there with community and so forth, and that's one thing I have noticed with On-Site Rental Group for the last few years, you are involved in quite a bit of community. You've got a number of players out there, and I pretty much every event across Central and Queensland, I can basically see some representative from On-Site Rental Group there, but also a lot of the community aspect as well. How's that way up in relation to On-Site Rental Group in making sure that they are involved in things like the PGA Mining Tour and so forth? And as you said, I believe it, you know, a lot of the work that you do is B2B. But how does the community fit into On-Site Rental Group and some of the projects that you're doing in there?
It's really important. We've got a fairly, I think it's close to nearly 100% of, you know, local employment. So we have very small percentage of drive-in or drive-out or fly-in, fly. We have zero fly-in, fly-out in Queensland. You know, so, you know, we obviously, you know, we live and work in those communities. You know, we try and sponsor, you know, whether it be the local BMX club, if they've got something on, or a rugby league team, spoken about, and Bowen Basin Mining Club, and connecting with yourself. Yeah, so it's, look, I think it's extremely important as a business that, you know, really operates within that community, that you put back, you know, wherever you can. And, you know, that comes down to the local guys as well. You know, they give some of their time up on weekends from time to time to get involved and what have you. They all play sport or something within the community too. So, you know, it does benefit them in the long term as well if we can give back to some of those groups.
And what have you found over the years with everything you've been involved in, going back to Coates Hire as well, what's one of the most exciting or the most, you know, the project that you're actually proud about that you've worked on over those years? What's something that stands out in your mind that, you know, for me, there's a number of different things that I've been proud to be involved in and so forth. But what's maybe one of the projects that stands out in your mind over the years that, you know, not only proud, but you're excited to be involved in?
Way back when I was actually the branch manager for the Homebush branch when the 2000 Olympics were on with Coates Hire. So around that time, there was a little branch set up for Coates Hire. That was a pretty exciting time and very busy time. We had a small team of people back then, and you know, it was a hell of a lot of work going on. Obviously, you know, I was involved with some part around the Commonwealth Games that were in Melbourne many years ago as well. So you know, that's been great. You know, and some of the acquisitions along the way have been pretty big as well. So yeah, like I said, again, I've been lucky. I've been involved in a lot of part of the business, and most recently with On-Site being purchased by Simon Darby. That's a really you know, that's a fairly momentous occasion for On-Site Rentals, and a really big achievement within, you know, On-Site's life, and one of the bigger achievements within the hire industry itself.
What's the plan for On-Site Rental Group now with the, you know, not the takeover, but in relation to being absorbed in that respect?
I think it's very early days. You know, we're sister companies with the likes of Hastings Dairy now, and some other well-represented, you know, Salmon Earth Moving and those sort of the like. Look, it's very early days. The new owners seem happy with it. You know, they've obviously bought on site for a reason. I think we're doing really well, and we'll continue to do well. Hopefully, we are able to sort of, you know, grow over the next few years with their support. I think that's the plan at a very, very high level. But then, as I said, it's only, you know, we're only six, sort of 8 weeks into it. So we'll wait and see at this stage, I'd say.
Yeah, for them to actually purchase and so forth, on-site rental group shows their confidence within the business. So it's, yeah, it's going to be very interesting to watch and, you know, definitely grow, I think, over the next few years. Final question I've got to ask you, because you talked about the Olympics and so forth and the Commonwealth Games and that. You're preparing for the 32 Olympics in Brisbane?
Yeah, I think, again, it's going to be good for, you know, certainly southeast Queensland. The infrastructure market has been, you know, it's well documented, certainly around home builders at the moment, but certainly the infrastructure market in southeast Queensland has been a bit slow over the last couple of years. But I think, you know, what I'm feeling at the moment from our business is that there's a really strong pipeline starting to build, and there's been an announcement of, you know, $7 billion between the state and federal governments to spend there. And so I think, look, I think for, you know, I think it's going to be exciting times for SCQ as a part of that. Hopefully the money gets spent in the right way.
Yeah, definitely. It's all be interesting to watch. We're still, another 9 years. It's actually getting quicker and quicker and closer and closer.
Yeah, it's in the single figures now.
It is. Yeah, exactly. Oh, God, that's scary. Well, thank you very much, Mark, for joining us today. And how can people get in contact with On-Site Rental Group?
They can get in contact with us on 134040, our phone number. We'll get you through to your local branch. Obviously, through our website, there are links to make online inquiries. You know, and then, yeah, we have a team of account managers and BDMs that roam around the state, and so we can certainly put you in touch with some of those guys.
Great. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Kieran. Cheers. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Connecting Industry Podcast interview series with Kieran Moran from Connecting Industry. If you want to find out more about the resource and construction industry, including past podcasts, news and events, go to connectingindustry.com.au.